The charges included all the old derogatory facts of Oppenheimer's associations with known and unknown communists, his contributions to the Communist Party of California, the Chevalier Affair, and that you were instrumental in persuading other outstanding scientists not to work on the hydrogen bomb project, and that the opposition to the hydrogen bomb, of which you are the most experienced, most powerful, and most effective member, has definitely slowed down its development. With the exception of this last charge, delaying the hydrogen bomb's development, all of this information had been reviewed previously and discounted by both General Groves and the AEC. With the full knowledge of these facts, Groves had ordered the Army to give Oppenheimer his security clearance in 1943, and the AEC had renewed it in 1947 and thereafter. The inclusion of Oppenheimer's opposition to the super reflected the depth of McCarthyite hysteria that had enveloped Washington. Equating dissent with disloyalty, it redefined the role of government advisors and the very purpose of advice. The AEC's charges were not the kind of narrowly crafted indictment likely to bring a conviction in a court of law. This was, rather, a political indictment, and Oppenheimer would be judged by an AEC security review panel appointed by the chairman of the AEC, Louis L. Strauss.